الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ایک جگہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ہر شخص کو چاہیے.
The promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says in one place, every single person should come to fear God. The fear of God the Almighty will enable him to perform many virtues. Then the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, says, the reality is that a good and virtuous person is one who is judged good by Allah the Almighty. There are many people who deceive their own selves. They believe that they are muttaqis or righteous persons. But in actuality, a muttaqi, a righteous person, is he who in the record of Allah the Almighty is deemed to be a muttaqi or a righteous person. Thus, this is that vital counsel which if we keep before us and in view, then we will be those who fulfill those rights of Allah the Almighty, and we will also fulfill the rights of mankind. However, if in our presumptions we believe that we are those who carry out worship, who fulfill the rights of God. However, whilst doing so, we do so with any hint of pretentiousness or showing off. Or that we may be indeed carrying out our worship. However, we may not be fulfilling the rights due to God's creation. Worship of this type, in the sight of Allah the Almighty, are not worship that are accepted. And such worship does not lead to attaining the pleasure of Allah, which is in fact the aim for which man actually carries out worship. At this time, there is a long narration, which I will present. It is a counsel, or it is in the form of an advice, which the Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, made to Hadrat Muaz. One day, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated to Hadhrat Muaz, that, O Muaz, I shall tell you one matter. If you remember this, it will give you benefit. But if you forget this, then you will not be able to attain the blessings and grace of Allah. And to attain the satisfaction of attaining salvation, you will have no argument left. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Muaz, before creating the heavens and the earth, God the Almighty made seven angels as doorkeepers or gatekeepers. In other words, there are seven stages or ranks of reaching the loftiest heights of spirituality. And a person accordingly reaches to those stages. The Prophet continued that each individual angel has been placed in the heavens as a gatekeeper or doorkeeper. Their task is to remain in their assigned positions. They should only allow the deeds of such a person to pass through, whom Allah the Almighty has permitted. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those angels who look after the deeds and actions of man and write down the daily record of those deeds. These angels bring the actions of a person that he performed from the morning to night, and they head towards the heavens. These angels believe the deeds to be pure and of excellent standard. They greatly believe these actions to be of excellent value. However, when these angels took the record of these deeds and reached to the first heaven, they said to the doorkeeper or the gatekeeper angel that we have come to present the deeds of a person before God. These deeds are extremely pure. The gatekeeper angel said, "Hold on, you are not permitted to go forth. Turn back. And whichever person these deeds belong to, throw them back in his face." The gatekeeper angel said, "Allah the Almighty has positioned me here with the instruction that I should not allow the deeds of any person who indulged in backbiting to pass through here." The person whose deeds you have come to present before God the Almighty would always indulge in backbiting. That is, he would talk behind other people's backs. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Some other angels brought the actions of another person and headed towards the heavens. The angels were speaking amongst one another that these deeds are very pure. And the person in question was performing these pure deeds with great abundance. Because it was not even a hint of backbiting in these actions, the first doorkeeper or gatekeeper angel of the first heaven allowed him to pass through the door. However, when they arrived at the second heaven, the gatekeeper angel called out, 'Hold on, turn back, and throw the actions of this person back upon the person's face.' This angel said that I am the angel of pride and boastfulness. Allah the Almighty has assigned me here for the reason that I should not allow the deeds of a person to pass through here who has even a hint of pride or boastfulness within him. Such a person who sits in gatherings and very proudly relates the acts of goodness that he has performed. The person whose deeds you have brought here would sit in various gatherings and would express the good acts that he would have done with proudness and boastfulness. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, "Another group of angels brought the actions of another person and headed towards the heavens. In the sight of those group of angels, the deeds of that person contained pure light. In other words, those deeds appeared to be splendid. Those deeds included sadaqah and giving charity. It included fasting as well as prayers. Those guardian angels were wondrous at how this servant of Allah the Almighty would work so hard in order to attain the pleasure of Allah. Because the actions of this person contained no hint of backbiting, and there was no hint of proudness or boastfulness, the gatekeeper angels at the first and second heavens allowed this to pass through. However, when they arrived at the door of the third heavens, the gatekeeper angel said, 'Stop right there.' These actions of this person which you are going to take to Allah the Almighty, take them back to that person and throw his actions back onto his face." The angel said that I am the angel of arrogance. I have been placed by Allah the Almighty at the door of the third heavens with the instruction that no such action should be allowed to pass through here which has any hint of arrogance. Now, this person, whose actions you have brought along with you, he was a very arrogant person, or is a very arrogant person. He believes himself to be everything, and he looks at others with disdain and contempt. He deals with them in an arrogant fashion. He sits amongst others with a stiff upper neck or with his head held up vainly high. Although this person's actions appear good in your view, however, they are not worthy of acceptance in the sight of God. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, a fourth group of angels brought the actions of another person and headed towards the heavens. In the sight of these angels, that person's actions seemed to be beautiful like shining stars. The actions of that person included prayers, included glorifying Allah, included Hajj, and included Umrah. These angels took this person's actions and passed through the various stages of heavens and passed from door to door until they reached the door of the fourth heaven. The gatekeeper angel there said, wait right there. Take the actions of the person who has performed them and throw them back onto his face. The angel stated that I am the angel of self-conceit. Allah the Almighty has instructed me that I should not allow the actions of a person which includes vanity and conceit to the extent that he considers his own self as equal to God. And self-conceit is found in him. And in whom does not have a sense of being a servant of Allah the Almighty, cannot be allowed to pass through the door of this fourth heaven. This is because my Lord has commanded that when this person would carry out any task or work, then self-conceit and vanity would become a part of whatever he did. In the sight of Allah the Almighty, his actions are not worthy of acceptance. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, a fifth group of angels took the actions of another person and headed towards the heavens. Those angels believed regarding the actions of this person. Masfufato ila ahliha. Like a beautifully adorned and made up fragrant bride who is presented to her groom and is presented before her groom. However, when they passed through four of the heavens and arrived at the fifth heaven, the gatekeeper angel said, stop right there. Take back these actions and throw them upon the face of the person in question. Tell him that your Lord is not prepared to accept these deeds. Because I am the angel of jealousy, my Lord has commanded me. Every such person who had the habit of being jealous, his actions should not be allowed to pass through the door of the fifth heaven. Whereas this person would bear jealousy and spite upon every knowledgeable person and every person who performed righteous deeds. I cannot allow his actions to pass through this door. He would show jealousy and spite upon any scholar or anyone who performed work in an excellent manner. So therefore, the angel said, there is no question to allow this person's deeds to pass through this door. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, a sixth group of angels took the actions of another person and headed towards the heavens. Passing through the previous five stages of heavens, they arrived at the sixth heaven. These actions were such that they included fasting, they included prayers, they included zakat, hajj, and umrah. The angels considered that all this person's actions would be greatly worthy of acceptance in the sight of God. However, when they arrived at the sixth heaven, the gatekeeper angel there said, stop, do not go forward. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يَرْحَمُ إِنسَانًا مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. That this person would never show mercy or compassion upon any other person of Allah. Allah the Almighty has placed me here for the reason that any action which is merciless or devoid of compassion, I should not allow through this door. So therefore, turn back and throw this person's actions upon his face, telling him that your manner in your life was such that instead of showing mercy and compassion upon the people of Allah, you would display cruelty and injustice upon them. So thus, how can Allah show mercy upon you and accept your actions? That when you did not show mercy, Allah will not show mercy upon you. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, some other angels took the actions of another person. They passed from heaven to heaven, and they passed from door to door until they arrived at the seventh heaven. The actions of this person included prayers, fasting, fiqh and ijtihad, as well as piety. And said, Laha Daviyun Kadaviyun Nahle. Gazon, Gazon, Shamse. That on these actions there was noise emanating like that of honeybees. That is to say, there was such noise like honeybees that coming, that in other words, it was the angels who were making this honeybee-like noise, that we are taking something splendid to present before Allah the Almighty. Those actions were illuminating like the sun. With it, there were 3,000 angels. In short, there were so many actions which were so heavy that there were 3,000 angels who were lifting those deeds. When they arrived at the door of the seventh heaven, the gatekeeper angels who was assigned there stated, stop, you cannot go forward. Turn back and throw the actions of this person back upon his face and place a lock upon his heart, because Allah the Almighty has commanded me that I should not present any actions before him whose aim was not to obtain the pleasure of Allah. Such actions which are instead corrupted with other things. That person did these actions for the sake of someone other than Allah. He would sit amongst the gatherings of the scholars. He would hold his neck high. And he would speak about the fiqh and the jurisprudence and the laws. And he would do so with the motive of trying to obtain a lofty status and for self-glory. Thus, these actions were not done for my purpose, but in fact they were only done to mention to others. وَذِكْرًا إِنْدَ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَسِيْتٌ فِي الْبَدَاءِ. In other words, his intention was that he should become famous in the world as a great saint, and other scholars should mention him in their gatherings. That task or deed that has not been done purely for the sake of Allah, that includes pretentiousness and showing off, is not worthy of acceptance before Allah. The angel said, I have been commanded that I should not allow such actions to pass through. So therefore, head back and throw these actions back on the face of that person. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some other angels took the actions of another person and headed towards the heavens. All seven gatekeeper angels of the seven heavens allowed them to pass through. They had no objection upon his actions. Every gatekeeper angel of every door said that this person's actions are satisfactory. Outwardly and apparently, they are okay and they let them pass through. The actions included zakat, fasting, prayer, hajj, umrah, and good moral etiquettes, as well as the remembrance of Allah, zikr-e-alahi. When these angels set off to take these deeds before Allah the Almighty, the angels of the heavens joined along with them. They passed through all the doors and reached to the threshold of Allah. Those angels stood before Allah the Supreme. They said, O our Lord, this servant of yours was always engaged in your worship. We testify and bear witness to his every act, his every good deed, his sincerity and his dedication. He performs greatly virtuous deeds, and he spends his entire valuable time purely in your obedience and submission. He is an extremely sincere person. There is no shortcoming in him. In short, they greatly praised this person in question. Allah responded, "Antamul hafazatu ala amale abdi. I have only appointed you to safeguard the actions and to record them. You only look at the outward and apparent actions and deeds and write them and record them down. Allah said, وَأَنَّ الرَّقِيبُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. I look at the heart of my servants. This person performed these actions, but did not desire my pleasure. In fact, his intention and motive was something else. He desired to please others apart from me. فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَتِي. So thus my curse is upon this person. Upon this, all the angels called out. عَلَيْهِ لَعْنَتُكَ وَلَعْنَتَنَا وَلَعْنَتُنَا. O our Lord, your curse is upon him, and our curse also is upon him. All the people within the seven heavens started cursing him, or they would start cursing him. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, heard this counsel or advice from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his heart started trembling. Hazrat Mu'az stated, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, that if this is the fate or the state of these deeds, then how can we obtain salvation? And how can I attain salvation from the anger and wrath of Allah? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, follow my sunnah, my practice, and remain steadfast in its firm belief that a servant of Allah, however many good actions he may perform, there most certainly is some weaknesses or shortcomings within it. Therefore, never boast of your actions, that our Lord and our Allah is such that despite all these shortcomings and weaknesses, He forgives His servant. And look, safeguard your words and utterances. Through it, do not inflict any harm or suffering upon any else. Do not utter any bad word from your mouth. And do not consider yourselves as more righteous or pious than others, and nor announce your goodness or piety. وَلَا تُدْخِلْ أَمَلِ الدُّنْيَا بَأَمَلِ الْآخِرَةِ. Those actions that you perform to obtain the pleasure of Allah the Almighty for benefit in the hereafter should not be mixed with worldly things. وَلَا تُمَزِّكِ النَّاسَ فَيُمَزِّكُكَ كِلَامُ النَّارِ. And do not try to create disorder and strife amongst people, and do not try to tear them apart. If you try to do this, then on the day of judgment, the dogs of hell will tear you apart. And do not carry out your actions for the sake of showing off before the world. So thus, if you act in this manner, then the blessings and grace of Allah will fall upon you. So thus, one is unable to perform true pieties which are acceptable only at that point, when one keeps in view the blessed example, the Uswa-i Hasana of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite the fact that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given glad tidings of successes, with great agony and pain, keeping in view the weaknesses of his community, he would offer prayers. Despite the fact that Allah the Almighty accepted the Holy Prophet's prayers, had given him glad tidings of future good news, even then, within his prostrations, the Holy Prophet, with great yearning, anxiety, restlessness, and whilst weeping, he would offer his prayers. When he was asked for the reason for this, he would say that Allah the Almighty is Ghani. He is self-sufficient. One, I have fear of him. Secondly, all these bounties and blessings that Allah has bestowed upon me, I should be grateful for them.
کتنے ہی انعامات سے نوازا ہے اور امت کے لیے کتنے وعدے دیے ہیں, ایشور میں کیوں نہ شکر گزاری کروں.
Allah the Almighty has bestowed so many rewards and blessings. He has given so many promises for my ummah. So why should I not be thankful for this, said the Holy Prophet. So therefore this is that example that the Holy Prophet presented before us. If there is the question of Huquq al-Abad, fulfilling the rights of mankind, being devoid of any worldly desires or interests, without any discrimination, the Holy Prophet would help every single person financially. Even if a beggar came, he would give him whatever he asked for. Every single person is being shown compassion and mercy by him. Every single person is receiving beneficence through his love and kindness. The Holy Prophet said, holding the fear in your heart, worship God in the manner in which I do. Become grateful to God as I showed thankfulness to God. Become a servant of God as I fulfill the right of this, and in the manner in which I have set the examples for this. You also will accumulate the blessings of Allah as a result. Just as I fulfill the rights of mankind, if you follow upon my path and example, and selflessly you fulfill the rights of humanity, then you will also accumulate the blessings and bounties of Allah. If you presume upon performing virtuous acts, that I am carrying out greatly pious acts, if upon your acts of worship you show pride, or you depend only on that, then you cannot receive the bounties and blessings of Allah. So therefore, in order to follow the sunnah, the practice of the Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to act upon his example, we would need to also self-analyze and self-scrutinize. Whilst bowing down before Allah the Almighty, we would have to beg him for his blessings and bounties. For we never know which action that we perform is actually achieving that standard which Allah the Almighty desires from us. So therefore, we should pray that Allah the Almighty enables our actions to be made in accordance with his pleasure. And then only and only through his blessings and bounties may he accept them. May our actions not be of the type which are embroiled with worldly desires and are thrown back onto our faces. We should also pray and supplicate that in this world also we should obtain Allah the Almighty's paradise, and that every single one of our actions should be made in accordance with Allah's pleasure, and that in this world we should obtain the blessings of Allah, and that in the life to come we should receive the paradise of God. May Allah the Almighty purely and purely through His blessings and His grace accept our prayers. At this time, after the Friday prayers, I shall also lead some funeral prayers in absentia. One is of a shaheed, of a martyr, and two are of other people who have passed away. The martyred is Mr. Ijaz Ahmed Qiyani, son of Mr. Bashir Ahmed Qiyani of Arangi Town, Karachi. He was martyred on 18th of September. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Two unknown assailants fired at him in Arangi town and martyred him. According to the details, Mr. Ijaz Ahmed Qiyani, on 18th of September 2013 in the morning at 7:30, was leaving for his work from home on his motorbike. He had only set off a short distance when, according to eyewitnesses, when he reached a speed breaker and his motorcycle reduced in speed, two motorcyclists approached him closely. Two of the bullets they fired near to the side of his ribs, through which he fell off his motorcycle. After falling down, he tried to get up, upon which the attackers fired at him from in front. In order to save himself, he placed his right hand in front, through which they fired at his hand. They then fired three bullets upon his chest. when he fell down, they also fired one bullet at the back of his head from behind, as a result of which he could not survive his injuries and was martyred on the spot. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In the previous month, on 21st August, his brother-in-law, respected Zahur Ahmed Kiani, was also martyred in the same area. Mr. Ijaz Ahmed Kiani, that is in the family of the martyred, Ahmadiyyat started through two of the paternal uncles of his father, Mr. Muhammad Yusuf Kiani and Mr. Muhammad Sayyid Kiani. Both were unable to take the bet, the initiation, in 1936, and thus had the good blessing or fortune of entering into Ahmadiyyat. Both his father and his uncle, that is, the two uncles of his father, were extremely learned and knowledgeable. They were unable to take the bet and enter into Ahmadiyyat after great research. The family of the martyred hailed from Bremkot, Azad Kashmir. The martyred was born on the 1st of December 1984 in Karachi. He studied his education until the inter in Karachi itself. Then 5 years ago, he was employed in the Pakistan Military Ordnance as a civilian driver. At the time of his martyrdom, he was 29 years old. He was married in 2009 with Subia Sahiba, who is a daughter of Mr. Raja Abdurrahman of Kashmir. The martyred was extremely sincere, very gentle, and very quiet. In terms of serving the Jamaat, he would always show obedience and compliance. Whenever he was called for any duty, he would always show complete obedience. His brother, Mr. Izaz Ahmed Kiani, informed that one day before the martyrdom, he mentioned his brother-in-law had been martyred, Mr. Zuhur Ahmed Kiani, and broke down in tears. He would greatly respect his martyred brother-in-law, Mr. Zuhur Ahmed Kiani, and would give him the status of a father or elder brother. After the brother-in-law's martyrdom, there was not a day which he did not go to his house and ask after his family. The martyrdom of his brother-in-law left a deep impact upon him. The mother of the martyred informed that after four daughters, after great prayers, Allah the Almighty bestowed this son. He would speak after thought or consideration. He showed great love towards me. When he would go for duty, he would shake my hand and then say goodbye. He would take special care of my medication. He would take care of his sisters as if he was the elder brother. He was a very gentle and kind disposition. Whenever he brought anything home, he desired to share it with everyone. His wife said, the martyred possessed a very noble and virtuous personality. He would fulfill everyone's due. He was a good son, a good father, and a good husband. Whenever she would be worried or concerned about anything, he would reassure her, and he would draw her attention towards Allah the Almighty. He would show great love and compassion to the children. Regarding the brother-in-law who had been martyred in the previous month, he would say repeatedly that if only I had been in his place. The martyred leaves behind, apart from his parents, his respected wife, one daughter, Duri Adan Ijaz, who is 4 years, and one son, Burhan Ahmed, who is of 1.5 years old. The circumstances in Karachi are particularly adverse in this sense. There seems to be a specific group who are targeting Ahmadis for this very purpose, have they been assigned. May Allah the Almighty rapidly bring about the means for their punishment. In actuality, all of this is happening as a result of the Maulvis and supporting them and their helpers is all being done on the behest of the government. May Allah the Almighty also rapidly bring about the means of punishment of this cruel group also. There is a great need of prayers. The circumstances are particularly adverse in Karachi, but generally the situation is extremely adverse in Pakistan. There have been attempts in Lahore to kidnap numerous Ahmadis and to kill them. May Allah the Almighty keep all Ahmadis in His protection and safety. The second funeral that will be offered along with this one is of Makarram Abdul Momin Sahib Darvesh, son of Mr. Aladitta Sahib, who is a Darvesh of Qadian. He passed away on the 11th of September 2013 after a brief period of illness, at the age of 97. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. In 1906, he was born in Sindh. He was thereafter brought up in Faisalabad, and he also acquired his education and tarbiyat there. In perhaps 1945, he came to Qadian to acquire religious knowledge. There he had his first marriage, but as a result of the partition, it could not remain, and no children were born from that first marriage. The second marriage was in his period of Darveshi, in Orissa, with the granddaughter of Sayyid Wasiquddin, the companion of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salam, and the elder daughter of Sayyid Muhyiddin Sahib. Her name was Abdullah Fahmida Sahiba. There were 8 children born from her. There were 5 sons and 3 daughters. All 5 of his sons are serving the Jamaat in some capacity. His period of life living as a Darvish was with great simplicity and with great forbearance and patience. He would get by with various works such as shopkeeping and other work. He would work in the visitor's office. He would greatly carry out preaching to non-Muslims. He also worked as a muballigh in the village area. In this period, he attained a degree of Adil Fazil. He was very regular in fasting and prayer. He was extremely sincere, loyal and dedicated. Despite his weaknesses and frailty, until his final age, he would offer his prayer in congregation by standing up. He had great love for the Holy Quran. He would regularly recite it, and the deceased was also a Musi. The third funeral is of Mukarram Sheikh Rahmatullah Sahib, who after a brief period of illness passed away on the 12th of September at the age of 94. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In 1943, at the age of 24, he accepted Ahmadiyyat. In the beginning, he worked as a clerk in the American Embassy in Delhi. Then in 1946, first in Lahore, then after 1 year in Karachi, he was transferred, where with Chaudhary Shahnawaz Sahib, and started a business dealing with medications. He did not have anywhere to live, so he would sleep in the office. In 1950, with the help of Chaudhary Shahnawaz Sahib, he started his own business. Allah the Almighty infused great blessings into that business. His worldly education was only until the matriculation, but he seemed to be very well learned and well educated. Everyone thought he was highly educated. In 1950, he was appointed as a Naib Amir of Karachi Jamaat. In the disorder of 1953, Hazrat Musleh Maud, the second Khalifa, temporarily appointed him in the place of Chaudhry Abdullah Khan Sahib as the Amir Jamaat Karachi, because at that time Chaudhry Sahib was a worker of the government and there was a possibility he would be removed. So after the illness of Chaudhry Sahib, he continued to work as the Amir in Karachi. He remained serving on this office until 1964. It is written in the history of Karachi regarding 1953 that in the disorder of 1953, Hazrat Muslim Maud in Karachi also formed a separate Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya. He was appointed as a Nazir-e Ala there in Karachi. During the period of the long illness of Hazrat Muslim Maud, there was an Nigran board that was formed and he remained a member. He was extremely loyal to Khilafat, he was honest and very trustworthy. He was very prayerful and someone who gave immense financial sacrifices. He was a very generous person and very devout. Regarding his bond with Khilafat, he kept a great connection with Khilafat after Khilafat. He had the feeling and realization of even the smallest pain or suffering. He would financially support friends, relatives, and those in need. And his circle of friends was very wide. His friends were spread all over the world. As a result of this wide scope of contacts, he would also do preaching. With the grace of the Almighty Allah, he was a Musi. One of his sons, Dr. Naseem Rahmatullah Sahib, is for a long period of time Sadr Jamaat of Cleveland and the Naib Amir of the USA Jamaat. He is also the chairman of the Jamaat website, alislam.org. His second son, Sheikh Rahmatullah Sahib, is a Naib Amir of the Faisalabad Jamaat. Similarly, the Central Mushavarti Board of the Markaz in Pakistan of Sanatan Tijarat, of Trade and Industry, he is the sadr of it. One of his daughters, Jamila Rahman Sahiba, here also has served in the Lajna for the some period. Ghulam Rahmani Sahib has been the secretary of Isaiah for a long period of time here in the UK. Similarly, the younger daughter, Nudrat Malik Sahiba, who is the Sadr Lajna of the Columbus Jamaat and also the regional Sadr of East Midwest in the USA. May Allah the Almighty enable all the deceased to be elevated in rank, and may the family who have been left behind to be granted patience and forbearance. In particular, the parents of that martyred man. May Allah the Almighty grant them patience and forbearance, and may his young children, may Allah the Almighty be their guardian and keep them under his protection and peace. Secondly, inshallah, God willing, I will be going on tour for a few weeks. Pray that Allah the Almighty makes a tour blessed in every respect, and through the grace and blessings of Allah, that the objectives can be fulfilled.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.